First of all, before we go back, though, I have to point out to you Tosis Avol. We cited the Sikha Tosis because we already discussed in the beginning of the Sugya the question of whether a Baal Chayiv could say Tengli Ziburis Tvei Purta. Whether you can say give me Ziburis, or whether a Nizik could say Tengli Beininis. So we spoke out then that most Rishayim hold that you could take less. It's sort of a minimum. Whatever the Torah gave you, it's called the minimum, the maximum. It's a bar. It's a level. You can get up to Beininis. If you want Ziburis, you can get Ziburis too. The Rush said not that way. The Rush Shita was that you get Dafka exactly what was offered, and you can't be Mishana unless he offers. If he offers to give you a better deal, to give you something else, so then you can take this something else, the Rush held. But Stamaza, you get exactly Nizik only Idius, Bachay only Beininis, and Isha only Ziburis. This Taisus Avol is arguing with the Rush. Taisus names off a Pashtus that a person Shema Balchayv Ayev Ziburis Tvei Mebeninis Bakarcha Sheshemin HaYachal Likach Tvei Purta. Taisus beferish that if the Balchayv likes Ziburis, he's entitled to take Ziburis Tvei Purta. In other words, when we say Balchayv gets Beninis, that's sort of a minimum that he takes. So I just want to point out the Taisus to you. It's the Yisodistik of Taisus, the discussion we had already in the beginning of the Sugya. There's one more case before we get to the next case in the Gemara. There's one more case in the Rambam which where the Rambam discusses an interesting case. It's in the end of Perek Yotes, Hilchos Mava V'Loiva, in the Rambam. Actually, it's Perek Yotes Halacha Ches. And the Rambam sets up the following case, and let's see what he says. The case is the Loiva lent money, the Loiva borrowed money, and then he sold. He only has one piece of karka. We're not going to get mixed up with Idias, Bainas, Ziburis. The Loiva has one piece of karka. He sold it to the Lekeach Rishon. Now, Lekeach Rishon didn't want to buy it because he knows there's a lien on it. So he went to the Malva, and the Malva wrote to him, Din v'dvarim ein li imcha. The Malva waved his shibud to the Lekeach Rishon, and then the Lekeach Rishon bought the karka. Lekeach Rishon then took this karka and he sold it to Lekeach Sheni. Now, what happens? Now the Malva goes to the Lekeach Sheni and he says, I want to be tired, I'm going to be tired of the karka. I never told you. I'm not going to do it entirely with you. So the Rambam says the following. Now here you have to halt cup. He says, the Baal Chayiv goes to the Lekeach Sheni and takes away the karka. Once he takes the karka, the Lekeach Sheni is going to go to whom to get his money back? To Lekeach Rishon. So Lekeach Rishon can go to the Baal Chayiv and take the karka from the Baal Chayiv. Because he tells the Baal Chayiv, your tfisa caused me a hefsid. And you wrote to me, Din v'dvarim ein li imcha b'karka zu. You can't take this karka that causes me a hefsid. So therefore, the Lekeach Rishon takes it from the Baal Chayiv. Once the Lekeach Rishon takes it from the Baal Chayiv, who takes it from the Lekeach Rishon? So Lekeach Sheni now is a tfi on the Lekeach Rishon. Follow what's happening? So therefore, the Lekeach Sheni can take it from the Lekeach Rishon. You follow? Well, that's the Rambam says it's chayzer chalila. It keeps on going. The Baal Chayv takes it from the Lekeach Sheini. He has the right to take it from Lekeach Sheini. And the Lekeach Rishon takes it from the Baal Chayv. The Lekeach Sheini takes it from the Lekeach Rishon. It's really a simple case. You have your Leiva, he sells a piece of karka to Lekeach Rishon. At the time he sold it to him, the Malva wrote to him that this is Varamen Minimach. The Malva said, I won't be typhus for you. Lekeach Rishon sold it to Lekeach Sheini. So the Rambam says that this karka, in this case, the karka is stuck, changing hands forever. Because the karka goes from the Lekeach Sheini to the Malva, so the Malva is allowed to be typhus in the Lekeach Sheini. Then, the Lekeach Rishon can take it away from the Malva. He's going to have to pay the Lekeach Sheini. So the Malva has to give it back to Lekeach Rishon. The Lekeach Rishon has to give it back to Lekeach Sheini. And it keeps on going in circles. Follow? What? The Rambam says they have to make some kind of shara, because this karka can't stay by anyone. The Lekeach Sheini can't keep it, because the Malva has a lien on the karka. So it goes to the Malva. The Malva can't keep it, because he's being mastered to Lekeach Rishon. So you have to give it back to Lekeach Rishon. Lekeach Rishon owes it to Lekeach Sheini. So it goes in a circle, and Memela, it doesn't, they have to make some type of pshara between them to have some type of an agreement, because otherwise the karka has no end. As I state in Rambam. What's shver on this? Perfect sense. You know, the Ravid is massig on the Rambam all the time. And what's the shverest Rambam the Ravid ever saw? That's hard to know, right? On this Rambam, I'll tell you the Lashma Ravid, he says, Bechaye Roshi, Loire Isi Bechol Svarav Toz Gedoy Lekezu. That's the Ravid writes on this Rambam. I have a feeling he writes it a few times. But he writes here that this is the biggest mistake he ever saw in the Rambam. What's his taina though? Chayyim Rambam's right. So I'll be the taina. Yeah. Why am I speaking it out here? So the Ravid says, the Ravid has I think four or five tainas, but his first taina is Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheini Kols Choshet HaVeliyadav. Why did the Lekeach Rishon sell the Lekeach Sheini? And his chus he had. He had his chus that the Malva can't start up with him. So, I suppose so, yeah. So, Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheini Kols Choshet HaVeliyadav. So, the problem is that the whole thing doesn't start. The whole thing begins that the Malva takes the karka from the Lekeach Sheini. So you can't take it from the Lekeach Sheini. Just like the Malva couldn't take it from the first Lekeach, the Malva shouldn't be allowed to take it from the second Lekeach. That's the kasha that's negiah to our sugya. Rather, he asks another kasha that the Lekeach Sheini should be able to say to the Malva, that Ishaskis, if you leave me alone, good. If not, I'll give it back to Lekeach Rishon, and you're not going to get it anyway. So it's another kash of the Ravid is. You should say Ishaskis. So if you're going to leave me alone, good. If not.
It's not his
chos.
This is chos of the
Malva. Whose chos? But the Malva gave the Lekeach Rishon the Kayach. Didn't farm any Limach. In other words, he gave him an indemnity from this lien. He waived the lien to him. So that means Lekeach Rishon has a schus in this karka that the Malva can't be today. So then when he sells it to the Sheini, he should sell that to the Sheini too. So the karka with that wave of the lien. That's his time. The second taina that he had, and he has a number of times, the second taina that he had to us is the Ishaskis taina. That the last lakeya should be able to say Ishaskis, good, if not, I'll give it back to the first person. So on the Ishaskis taina, there's a Reb Chaim. The Grach al Rambam. And Reb Chaim says a chiddush. He says that the lakeya sheni, what's he going to say? If you're quiet, good. If not, I'll give it back to... What does it mean, I'll give it back to the first one? How do we learn Ishaskis? I'll sell it back to the first one. If the second lekeach sells it to the first one, assuming the mav has a right to take it from the second lekeach, if he sells it to the first one, what should be? What? It's a new mechir, it's a per chayim. If the second lekeach, what's he going to say? If you're not quiet, I'll just sell it back to him. If you sell it back to him, with the Gadol Shalfi. He only told him on the first mechira that I'm not going to be today you because of that mechira. Reb Chaim time is that if he'll sell it back to him, the Rambam holds that the second time he could, on the new mechira, the malva could be today. Which is a chiddush. If we'd be holding in Ishaskis, try to figure out if that's so. Should it be that way? That if Lakeach Sheni sells it back to Lakeach Rishon, the Malva could be Tevea.
Yes. If you learn it in the Sada itself, it's not good, then it will work out good.
Okay, the Rav is right. If it's in the Mechira,
In the person or in the Mechira? No, I said, this Ram mainly to you. To like, I'm not going to be to there, you.
Yeah, so then, so it's a character. If it's a din in you, or if it's a din in the field, either way, the Malva can't be to there anymore. So it's a din in the person, so it's in the field. So then in the first Mechira, then it makes more sense. Like upon him, what they get to our Sugya, Mama on the Kasha, Mama Harishon L'Sheni, Kol Sklusha Tavari Yodai, Shrei Rambam. First, the Agamara says that when you sell it with the rice. So if you sell it with the rice, so then the Malva can be Tavach and the Lekash Sheni. So Shach, the Avi Ezri, comes to answer the Kasha Mama Harishon L'Sheni. He brings the Reb Chaim to answer the Kasha of Ishaskis. And then he goes to deal with what they get to our sugya. The Taina Mamach Rishon L'Sheni called Shusha Tavu L'Yadah. And so Taina is Reb, so the Rav Taina is that the Malva can be Teveya from the second person either. So Reb Shach writes that it depends how you understand din v'dvarim ein li'imcha. What does it mean, din v'dvarim ein li'imcha? What happens? You want to buy something for someone, and you're not going to buy it because I have a lien. So you come to me and you ask me to waive the lien and let you buy it without me being able to be tevea. Now I'm asking. What exactly happens when I'm asking? The right it held that somehow I'm misalik myself from the shibud. I'm doing something, some type of silik from the shibud, and therefore it could be passed on. That's why the Rabbi held that you can say mamach harishon l'shem. That's not the way the Rambam understood it. The way the Rambam understood it, I'm just promising you that I won't be tevei you. I'm making a promise to you that I won't be tevei you. The yeshiva is there, not the vatal yeshiva. I'm just pledging to you that I won't I won't be tevei you. That's a separate pledge. It's a separate promise I have to you. It has nothing to do with the karka. It affects the karka because now you feel good getting the karka. So I promised you I won't be tevei. Is that a kinyan dvarim? The thing itself? If I tell you, I won't be today. I do a kinyan. Exactly, I got a kinyan tavarim. Obviously, it works. Why isn't that a kinyan tavarim? If I tell you, you can buy the field, I won't be. I promise you, I won't. I don't say I promise. I won't be today. I do a kinyan that I won't be today. So why is that chal? Some it's chal, I don't know, because if I say something and you spend money based on it, some stomach that's otherwise I'm garim you a hefsid. So it's apiv is a garmi. If I tell you something and because of that you spend money, that causes you to lose the money, I have to give you the money back. But if I tell you, we had one case of garmi, if I tell you lend money to him, he's not a credit risk. I tell you, lend money to someone, he's not a credit risk. And it comes out I'm lying, he was a credit risk. I have to pay you back. It's garmi. If I cause you to spend money. So let's say I tell you, buy the karka, I won't be tevea you. I'm a malva. I have a right to be tevea. But I want you to buy, I want to do the leiva taiva, you should be able to sell this field. So I tell you, if you buy it, I'm not going to be tevea you. Now the chayr, that should be a kinyan devarim. So I suppose the reason it works anyway is because I'm saying something. I'm saying you can buy the field, I won't be tevea you. So if you buy the field, if I'll be tevea you, I'll have to pay you for it. So that's why it's binding. But what is it? It's only a promise. It's only words. I'm telling you, I won't be tevea you. It's a promise. It's words. Words, you can't sell to the second person. There's no ma mocher rishon l'sheni, if I promise you I won't be tevea you. Like we said yesterday from an explanation of the Maharam. It doesn't work that way. You can't sell words to someone. You could sell a sheep of karka to someone. You could sell mamashis to someone. You can't. Well, you're selling words. You're selling the words that you make a promise. You can't sell words to a second person. And since you can't sell just the words to the second person, therefore it doesn't carry over. So that's Rav Shach, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's no mamach harishon l'sheini on such a situation where all you're selling him, all you're passing on is a promise you can't pass on. The Ravid understood differently. Rivet holds you could sell it. The Rivet holds that it's a simuk. I'm stalking myself in the carcass. You could pass it on. But it's just words. You can't sell the second person word. The Malva didn't tell, wasn't Taitse Tzoyes Alpiv on the second Lekeach. He didn't tell the second Lekeach anything. He just told the first Lekeach. So it got me the first Lekeach. It's Chal. Divid Varmei Lehimach. But you can't say Mamach Harishon L'Sheini on such a thing because there's nothing to pass on. Nothing to miss. So that's the that's how Rav Shach answers Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. Again, I'm mentioning it not just for the Rambam, but to reinforce our havana in the Maram, what the Maram is coming to teach us. How it works, that this is the way it works. So that's the nekuda. Okay, let's see the Gemara's next case. Omer Abaye. Omer Abaye. Ruvain Shemachasada L'Shimon Bachrayis. Right. Ruvain sells a field to Shimon. Bachrayis, he guarantees the sale. Va'asa Ba'chayv de Ruvain V'tarach. M'Shimon. Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bachrayis. There's only one Lekeach here. Shimon. The Bachayv of Reuven is taking from Shimon the Karka. Dina hu da'azel Reuven u'mishtoi dina bahadei. Reuven could go to Din Torah. The Lemotzi Avalei la bal devarim didiyat. He can't tell him la bal devarim didiyat. The Seis, who can't tell who? Who can't tell whom? You guys are here? Loy Matsi Amalei, La Baldvarim Vidiat, who can't tell who? The Malva can't tell the Loiva, La Baldvarim Vidiat. Isn't that strange, Gemara? Of course the Malva can't tell the Loiva, La Baldvarim Vidiat. He's the only Baldover. What's the case? Ruvain borrowed money, he sold Karka to Shimon. The Malva goes to Shimon and he says, I'm taking it away from you. So Ruvain runs to the entire. So Gemara says, you would think the Malva could tell Ruvain, La Baldavaran Gidiyat. So no, Ruvain could say, what could he say? That La Baldavaran Gidiyat. Avalei, Imafkis Minay, Alai Hadar. I'm going to lose. What? This Gemara, I don't understand. What? Who's the Nitva? Is a Malva. He's saying, I want my money back. Who's the Nitva? He has no money. But isn't he the Baltavarim? It goes to Shimon, and it tells him, Ruvain owes me money. So the tefiyah is to Shimon, but the tefiyah is to Ruvain, and you get the karka from Shimon. I understand when it comes time to collect, you go to Shimon, but who's the din Torah between? Very strange.
Ruvain owes money. He doesn't have it. So going to Shimon.
But how do you know Ruvain owes money? Don't you have to have a? What?
Everyone's asking from the tefiyah.
Not really. Because Tosis says, what's a nafkamina? Tosis says, what's the difference? Who's the Baal Devarim? We tie it for Shimon, anything Ruvain could have tied it anyway. So Tosis says, what's a nafkamina? Who cares if Ruvain's the Baal Devarim? Shimon's the Baal Devarim. We're not Hevea for Mishubadim unless Taninam. We tie it for them anything that Ruvain could have tied it. So Tosis answers, nafkamina l'raya achrayna. Shimon said, I have no rayas. So Shimon said, I have no rayas. You think the din Torah is over. So Kamash Bolan, Ruvain could say, I have a raya. What kind of raya? What's Ruvain trying to bring a raya? He's like paid, or I can borrow. He has to bring a raya to something. So what's to have? I mean, Ruvain's not a Baal Dovar. It's a very hard Gemara for me to understand. Just push a pshat. What's to have, Amina, that Ruvain is not a Baal Dovar? Do I understand? I'm just going to push out the Gemara. I don't have any pulpulum to say. What? The Achrayis is that if you're to be a Shimon, Ruvain owes Shimon. Right? Ruvain's going to pay Shimon back. So. It's tough for me to understand.
Part of the same thing also. That makes no sense to me also.
The Achrayas. But that's what the Gemara says. See, the Gemara does say that. You can't say about one dia. Domalei imafkas mina yalai hodar. It's Achrayas. But what does he have to do with that? No, he doesn't owe money. No. If I sell someone something about Achrayas, shloi b'Achrayas, and it gets taken away, I don't own the penny. I sold it to him that way. I sold him. He take the chance. So then, shloi b'Achrayas, I don't owe him any money.
Well, doesn't give that sort of why
is that Baal Dovar? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why does the Gemara say that? Why does the Gemara say the whole tefiyah is on me? So what I'm the Baal Dovar. I'm the one who the din Torah is about. No. I don't know, it just seems from this Gemara that we have to say a Chiddush that a Baal Dover is someone who stands to lose money. He's a Baal Dover. If you don't stand to lose money, you're not a Baal Dover. That's what seems from the Gemara. Even if you're the one who borrowed, you can't be a party to a Din Torah unless you're the one who's either making money or losing money. Is that what comes out? Otherwise, it's very hard to understand. Who's the Baal Dover? Who's the Leiva? Hey, oh, Pash Pshana, come on. There's another way around this. I don't know. Pasha the Gemara. I don't see. I don't know. The Nebuchi Yosef learned this Gemara that it's talking that there was an apoteki on the field. That the case was that when Reuven originally borrowed money, he wrote an apoteki. Apoteki is a shtar that designates the source of the payment. Apoy teki is short for apoy tehekoi. From this you should manai. So when he borrowed the money, he said apoy teki, manai from this. And memelo, when you write an apoy teki, the tefiya is on the karka, not on the person. So the yisif is a lot easier to understand why he could say La Baal Dvarim Didiya. Because he could say, my din Torah is not with the person, it's with the karka. My money was not insured. I didn't lend money because I was sure about you. I lent money because I was sure about the karka. So the main lie, come on, I'm the karka.
Even by apoteki, the original Leiva has other fields, he can't go through the apoteki.
It's true. Even by an apoteki, if the original Leiva has money, he could say, I'll give you money instead of the field. So that's a little bit of a problem. Why can't he have... Yeah, but at least it's a little easier to understand. That there's a havim, he could say, La Baal Dvarim Didiya, yeah, it's a kamash v'lo. But apoteki is a little easier to understand, maybe a lot easier to understand. But Pashk Shat and the Gemara, not like the Mukhi Yosef, the whole La Baal Dvarim Didiya is hard to understand. Unless you make this new yisaid, that you're a Baal Dover to a Din Torah, if there's a financial loss, if you're going to incur some type of financial loss. So Memela, the Gemara is saying that the only reason that Reuven is a Baal Dover is because Shimon will come back and be Tavah from him. So that's why Reuven is a Baal Dover. If not for the fact that he'll be Tavah from Reuven, Reuven's not a Baal Dover. That's what it seems to be saying. The second Lashon, let's see a second Lashon. Ikedi Amri, Afilu Shalei Bachrai is Dani. Even if you sell a field, Shalei Bachrai is, Da Amalei, Lai Nichali, Di Tahavi L'Shimin Taru Mesalai. So I sold the Shalei Bachrai. It says Reuven sold to Shimon Shalei Bachrai. Shimon can't come back to Reuven. But he could tell him, Lo nichali de tahavi l'shimin taru mesalai. If you're going to grab it away from Shimon, I don't have to pay Shimon a penny. But lo nichali de tahavi l'shimin taru mesalai, I don't want Shimon to have taimis against me. And since I'm uncomfortable to have taimis against me, I have a right to be a Baal Dover. So one minute. A minute ago we said that you're only a Baal Dover if you have a financial loss. We have to, in the second Lashon, we have to change that a little. The second Lashon, Reuven has no financial loss. But because Loi Nichali Tavi Tarunas Alai, that's a reason that he could tie, no, I want to be a Baal Dover in Bez, because otherwise I'll have tainus to me. So Vaita, it's a shver, this whole thing. There's a Gemara that says Shliach Nasa Eid. If I make someone a Shliach, I tell him, go do a Kinyan for me. I tell him to go be Mekadosh Anisha, or I tell him to go and do a Kinyan on a Karka. And later on, the other person denies it ever happened. So the din is Shliach Nasa Eid. The person I sent could be a witness. 1 minute, how can he be a witness? He's a Baal Dover. If he doesn't do a kinyan, I sent him to be kind of something for me. If he doesn't do it, I'll have terumas on him. No? I told somebody, I want to be Makad Shanisha, you're my shliach, go do it. If he doesn't do it, he pretends he did it, so I'll have terumas on him. So when he comes to bed and he says he did it, that's because he's about to honor him, otherwise I'll be angry at him. The truth is, any witness, if somebody is in a car accident and he sees someone standing there and he calls him to bed, so the person won't want to say witness, I'll have terumas on him. No? Of tennis to him. No? Huh?
He has to say.
What?
He has to say.
He's mechayiv to say. So it makes it even worse. If he's not going to say, I'll have terumas against him. So why does he become a bal dover now? Should he pass the ladies? Huh? Teretz is, because it doesn't make sense. What's the difference? I'll have tennis to him. What does one thing have to do with the other? So I'll have tennis, no? Here, the Gemara is saying that the Lekeach Rishon is a Baldover. He can go into bed as a Baldover. Well, what does he stand to lose? That plenty of left Tarumas on him. That makes him into a Baldover. So he'd be angry at me if I don't. I would never sell someone karka with a lien on it. So I want to go into bed and explain Parati. And there is no lien. I don't want him to have tainus to me. Vaita, it's a little hard to understand what the gedder here is. The gedder again has to be something to do with mammon. That a person will have mammonistic tarumas against me. It can't be tevei me, but he'll have a tviya that I took his money, shalai kedim. A shliach now say, I didn't take his money. Maybe I caused him to hefsid, but I didn't take his money. If I say that to be a baldover, you have to have some shashes to the money of the union, not just tarumas. Tarumas alone makes you a baldover. Very hard to understand. Right. I want it, but he's just. But the shliach is saying, "Hey, this is for the benefit of the mishalayach."
Shliach, because he's not having kindness.
Yeah, but the shliach doesn't want people to have tainus against him. If I don't want someone to have tainus against me, I'm a baldover. That's what Agamara says. Reuven's a baldover. I don't want someone to have tainus against me. The shliach doesn't want anybody to have tainus against him. So he should become a baldover. Which maybe he's the svar of the Madiyama and shliach nasei. We pass the shliach nasei. So here, the Gemara is saying a chiddush that a person's a baldover, if there'll be tarumis, I guess in a case where you cause someone to have some mammon. Otherwise, the whole Gemara is hard to understand where the Gemara is coming from. What the all right, there's a case in Shulchan Aruch. We pass like this Gemara. We pass like the second Lashon. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch that seems to contradict this Gemara. But before the case in Shulchan Aruch, I've imagined the Rashba. The Rashba says, what's the case here? There's a Lekeach Rishon, a Lekeach Sheini, Shloi Bachrayis. And the Lekeach Rishon could say, could go to Bezdin because he could say that he'll have to rule this on me, I want to go to Bezdin. What happens if the Lekeach Rishon gave it as a gift to a second person, as a matana? The Lekeach Rishon gave a matana to the second person, and now the malva is coming to take it from the second person. Could the Lekeach Rishon say, now every gift is Shloi Bachrayis. If you give someone a gift, every stam gift that you give someone is Shloi Bachrayis. So if I give someone a gift, and the malva is taking it from him, could I go to Bezdin and say, I'm a baldover, I want a tainan? So to Rashba, no. Because here, there's no lenichli d'tavel pleini tarumis lavais, because he won't have tarumis. I gave him a gift, so someone took away the gift. He didn't pay for it. He may be upset with me, but he has no real tarumis. He has no right to have tainus to me. I gave him a gift. Turns out there's a lien on the gift, and the other person took the gift away from him. So Zakta Mashba, in the case of a matana, in the case of a gift, we don't say that Ruvain could taina that he's about to offer. The Sharmishpat says that there's a case in Shulchan Aruch that seems to contradict this Rashba. This Rashba we also pass the like. The Ramah brings the Rashba, the Halacha. There's a different case in Shulchan Aruch which seems to contradict this entire din. And that's in the end of Simin Reish Mem Aleph. The case there, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon gave it as a gift to Levi, and then a Balchayv took it from Levi. Okay, everything is with Achrayis. I mean, the Matan is never Achrayis, but the sale is Achrayis. Now, how come? Reuven sold to Shimon. Shimon gave a gift to Levi. Balchayv took the field away from Levi. Does Shimon have a taina now against Reuven? Can you go to Reuven and say, I want my money back? No. You have a case? Reuven sold to Shimon. Shimon gave a gift to Levi. Balchayv took it away from Levi. Does Shimon have a tefillah on Reuven now? Huh? What do you say? Could Shimon go to Reuven and tell Reuven, give me the money back? The Lekechta Balchayv took it. Huh? What? Why not? Did Shimon lose anything? What does Shimon lose? What? Levi has no time. It's every matan and shloi bachrayis. So Levi has no tefiyah, because when you get a matanah, if Balchayv takes it, you have no tefiyah. So it's a strange case here. Shimon is going to go to Reuven, get his money back, but he didn't lose anything. Because he already gave it to Levi.
Sorry, you can't go back.
What?
You're sorry, you can't go back.
Shimon can't go back to Reuven. Why? Because
there's
no financial law. There's no, not about that. What? Why do we care what he did? Because in order for him to have a tefillah on Reuven, he has to have some loss. If there's no loss, it wasn't like it wasn't a contract that if Balchayv ever takes this field, you give me money. A price means you're guaranteeing if I have a hefsid that you'll give me back the hefsid. No? Let me ask you. Let's say Reuven sells $100 field to Shimon. It goes down in value to $10. And the Balchayv takes it. How much does Reuven give Shimon? The $100 or the $10? He has to give him the $10. That's what he lost because of him. So, here, he lost nothing.
He would have sold to Levi without a price. It would
right.
Be the same thing.
The Chayr would be the same thing if
well,
Shimon.
Well,
it
wouldn't be the same thing because
there
Levi would have a
tain
against Shimon.
We have Tarumis. Then we have Tarumis. Okay. So the case of Shulchan Aruch is Reuven sold it to Shimon. Shimon gave it to Levi. Bachayv took it away from Levi. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that Shimon could be Tevei Reuven. Why? Because Shimon could tell Reuven, why do I give someone a gift? Elav, that I'm anticipating some type of Teva from him, I wouldn't give him a gift. When you give someone a gift, right, not everyone is thinking that I'll get this and this Teva at this and this time. But when you give someone a gift, you develop a friendship, and ultimately it pays back. You don't like that. What? Why can you not give a guy a gift? Why can't you give a guy a gift? The only reason you can't give a guy a gift is lasichanim, it's free. I get a taiva. Still, because when you give a guy a gift, you may be thinking you'll get a taiva, but you'll never get a taiva from him. You get time for time. But as I say, Shulchan Aruch says, Shimon can tell Reuven, Elav, that I'm going to get a taiva from Levi, I wouldn't have given away my field. And Mamela, he can tie it to him that you cause me a hefsid. As I say, Shulchan Aruch. What?
Apparently,
it's worth the character because I was willing to spend this amount of money to get the hanah. It seems that way. You're saying not every matzana is that way. That's really what you're saying. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. What? Yeah. What are you reading? So read what he says.
What is it say?
No, it means that Levi can't go to Reuven. Levi can't go back to Reuven. But Shimon could. That it says in the Ramah that Levi, who got the Matana, can't go back to Reuven. But Shimon could go back to Reuven. Shimon could go back to Reuven and tell him this time, you don't have the Sma there, right? The Sma says on that, he says those words. He says that the Ramah means, it's a Ramah. That's why it's in parentheses. So he says Ramah means Levi can go back to Reuven. Shimon could go back to Reuven. You could tell him, Milav, that I have a title from him, I would not have done it. So, as I state, now the Chayra, that's Saisa of this Gemara. Our Gemara says that when the person sold it to someone else, he could say, I'm a Baldavar, because he has Tarumasan. And the Rashba said that this Gemara is Dafka. If you sold it to someone, then if someone's going to take it away from him, you could say you'll have Tarumas on it. But if you gave it b'matana, there's no Tarumas. And the Ramah passed it that way too. That if the Lekech gave it as a gift, that there's no Tarumas. If someone takes it away from him. In fact, the Shah Mishpat, he asked the Kasha indirectly. But he's saying that these two things are Saisa one the other. It's very sure. And there are more pastins, Reish Chavav, I think it's the Valif, he pastins like the Rashba, that if you give it away by Matana, that the first person can't say, I'm a Baldover. Because he's not a Baldover. The person can't have Terunis on him. This is a very Shver Kasha. These two halachas seem to be often mysterious one to the other. Agamara is Mashmah, if you give it away by Matana, no Tarumis. And yet a Gemara's Mashra, that there are. So it seems to be a problem, the two halachis, one with the other. So I don't know. Shah Mishpat doesn't really say a teretz, so I also won't say a teretz. But the two Gemara's seem to be sized one with the other. That's what it must be. It must be there's a difference when you do say teretz and when you don't. So the Matana. Yeah, but remember, here we're saying that a Matana, you can't say Tarumas. Only because it was a Mechira. But the Rashba says, it will be a Matana to the second person, then you can't say Halaf Tarumas. So to be a Baldavar, if you gave it away Matana, you don't become a Baldavar. There, to be Tavei Amamin, you can be Tavei Amamin. To be a Baldavar, you're not a Baldavar. That difference is very hard to answer. It has to link in what's Taisha Baldavar, but all right. Anyway, the Taisha Kasha, what's a Nafkamina? Taisha says, what's the difference? If Reuven's the Baldavar, Shimon's the Baldavar, we say Tanina in any way to anything that Reuven could have timed it. We say Tanina for Shimon. So the Muki Yosef adds, and the Sma brings the Shulchan Aruch, a few other Nafkaminas. If it's Reuven or if it's Shimon, they bring in Afkamina that if Shimon's a Baldavar, then there's an Afkamina. If Reuven's a Baldavar, Shimon's a Baldavar. What's the Afkamina? Let's say the karka was worth $100. And Reuven sold it to Shimon. And Shimon was Mishabeach the karka. Either he put money into it, or even it just went up. It went up in value. Now the Baal Chayiv is coming to be Taifas the Karka. How much Karka is he being Taifas? What is he being Taifas? If he's Taifas from Shimon, then the Shvach goes to the Baal Chayiv. The Baal Chayiv was owed $100 Karka. Shimon bought $100 Karka. It went up. Zokt in Muki Yosef, since Muki Yosef has an apaytiki, that there was an apaytiki, that I'm lending you $100. If you don't give me the $100, I take this karka. It's worth $100. If he's typhus it from Shimon, he could be typhus it for $100. If it went up in value, it's his profit. If Shimon was mishabayach it, he only has to give him his expenses, his tzais. Whatever went up is his benefit, if he has an apaytiki. Masha'enkeng, if the dintar is with Ruvain, with the original malva, the original malva could be misalke bezuze. The original malva could say, the karka is worth 200 now. I don't want to give you a $200 karka, I'll give you $100 cash. Even if there's an apaytiki, the original loiva, even an apaytiki, can always give cash and get out of it. So if it feels worth from $100 to $200, he'll never let him take it. He'll always get cash. If he can't get the cash, he'll sell the karka for $200, and I'll give him $100. But that way, he'll be able to get out of it. So it comes out, the way Muki Yosef learns, that this is an apaytiki, it learns out, it comes out a very big nafkamina, if Ruvain's the Baldover or Shimon. Like Tysus, it's a very tiny nafkamina. Only in the case of Rayach Reina, that's the only case that it's a nafkamina. Okay, one more piece of Gemara. V'amar Abaya, Ruvain Shemachasud l'shimi shalai bach rayis. V'yatsu olav asikim, and they were Irim. Ad shalai hichzik ba yachal arzuba. If a person sees he's getting into a bad deal, ad shalai hichzik ba, until he did a kinyan, yachal arzuba, he could back out. V'shehichzik ba, ein yachal arzuba. My tama, da amalai, Chiyusa de Kitri Savris Vikibalta. You could tell him, Chiyusa de Kitri Savris Vikibalta, you knew you were getting into a bad deal. I told you Shalei Bachrayis. Once you bekabel it, you're stuck. Meim is Habe Chazaka. When is a Kinyan Chazaka? Mishi Daish HaMitzri. From when he is Daish HaMitzri, he walks on the borders, Kinyan Chazaka. That's all Shalei Bachrayis. Tafka Shalei Bachrayis. Abba Bachrayis Loi. Yikad Yami Afil Bachrayis Nami. Let's say I saw someone at Feilbach Reis. Someone sends him a summons. He's going to have a court deal with him. So he wants to give it back to me. I could tell him, no. Amalei azi tirfech v'shalom lach. If he takes it away from you, I'll give you back the money. But until he takes it away from you, I have no obligation to give you back your money because maybe he's not going to win the Torah anyhow. Right, so this is the last case, at least for now, of Achrayis. Now, I wanted to explain a little about Rayach Reina and Taisus. I'm not sure that everybody learned Taisus Dina Hu Dazel Ruvain. Somehow I get the impression that not everybody learned Taisus. Maybe that Rive people didn't learn the Taisus. Is that possible? Huh? Is it possible? Not going that fast. It's going around Gemara Shi Taisus. Depending on how many minutes you're in the Beis Medrash, of course. Talk about Rayach Reina, I don't know. You know what Rayach Reina means? It's the end of the Taisus. Yeah. So I'll teach you the Taisus, but that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. If I'm wrong, tell me. I'd rather be wrong. I just somehow get the impression that not everyone's right or wrong. Some of you have to decide. If you want a Gemara Shia, I'll teach you Gemara. We'll come up at 9 o'clock or 9:30 and we'll learn Gemara together. If you don't learn the Gemara beforehand, if you learn the Gemara, you want to share on Taisus, so tell me, we'll learn Taisus. It doesn't make any sense to learn the Farshim before you learn Taisus. I'd appreciate tomorrow we're going to learn Daf Tes. Before you come, make sure you learn the Gemara Rashi Taisus at least. And before you come in, it makes sense for you to walk in here. Just to sit here. It's not, there's no teyalis in it. Right? Tosfos asks, what's the difference? Who the baldover is? If it's the baldover, is the first person or the second person? Okay, Tosfos asks, what's the nafkamina who the baldover is, as I mentioned a few minutes ago? Is the baldover the first person or the second person? The nafkamina is Zotaisvis Rayach Reina. Rayach Reina means if you come into Bezin, I have a dintaira with you. The Bezdin doesn't want it entire to schlep forever. At a certain point, Bezdin tells the Nitva, do you have anything else to say? He says, no, I have no other rayas. When you say that in Bezdin, that's called Raya Achrayna. You say, Raya Achrayna, you can't come tomorrow and change your mind. We passed it at Raya Achrayna, that you can't say any new tainus the next day. If you say it's your last raya. So Zatayisvis, if Shimon said, this is my Raya Achrayna, he's ready to lose the Dintaira, can Ruven, who sold him the field, come in with a different raya? He says, I found a new raya. Can Ruven come with a new raya? That's an afkamina. If Ruvain is a Baal Dover, then Ruvain could come into Bezdin. If Ruvain is not a Baal Dover, then Ruvain cannot come into Bezdin. That's basically the nafkamina if it's Ruvain or Shem. The problem with this Taisvis, I couldn't find the Shura of Shmuel. I think of Shmuel as Matmiya. I saw the Dibris Moshe is Matmiya. He says he doesn't understand. If someone says, I have no more rayas, and then later he can show that a new raya came, they had no way of being aware of yesterday. It came from a new place. So he can't bring a new raya. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, what's pshat raya achrayna? If I say this is my last raya, the next day, I say, oh, I have more witnesses. Why can't I do it? Because it's a siman that I'm a shakran. I'm a liar. I have new witnesses. I saw him lose the entire. I went and I created witnesses. So, right, I'm a shakran. But let's say I come in the next day and I have witnesses from a new place. And I could show that till now, I had no shakras. I have witnesses. They come from a different country. They arrived to this morning. Not only I could do it the next day, even after the dintayr is over and I paid, then I'm tired, I paid. If 10 years later I could find a new raya, I can go back to Bezdin. It's a logical thing, not a chayk. Once Bezdin passes, it's over. Once if you bring new rayas, you can reopen a case. So what's the pshat here in Taisus? In Shimon's not the leiva. Shimon says I have no more rayas. Now, if the leiva comes with a raya, the leiva never said, I have no more rayas. The leiva comes with a raya or a gitaina. So, of course, Shimon's not bound. Shimon didn't make a shvua, I'm not mending the dintaira. Shimon just said, I don't know any more rayas. This is my last raya. So, of course, Reuven could come. What's the shakla vataria here if Reuven could come? Of course, Reuven could come. There's no question. So, he doesn't understand in Taisvis. Tais says in Afkamina that if Shimon said Raya Achrayna, Reuven can't come. So Gemara says Reuven could come because he has a tefiya that Leinichali Delavi Plani Tarum Esalai. Even Shimon could bring the new raya. If Shimon wants, he could bring the new raya. He could say Reuven came and Reuven's a Baal Dover. He knows things that I don't know. This is a taina against Taisus Nafkamina. And we'll see. Maybe tomorrow we'll come back to the Nafkamina and Taisus.